Welcome to the Digital Glue Podcast. These digital untangling episodes are brought to you by Crystal Kordalchuk, CEO and founder of Virtually Untangled. This podcast is for entrepreneurs who need untangling from the day-to-day tasks in their business. These virtual world untanglers never underestimate the power of a good idea. And if that sounds like a lofty goal, well, it is. A decade ago, Virtually Untangled was founded with the goal of creating meaningful digital experiences that connect with people. Crystal and her team of honorary untanglers are now providing business owners just like you the opportunity to own your story and share it with the world. So, every Tuesday morning, she'll be dropping a new episode that will help you think big and dream even bigger. Let's dive into today's episode.
Do you remember the movie Jaws? I might be dating myself with this analogy, but my brain works in mysterious ways sometimes. Jaws, of course, is the 1975 American thriller directed by Steven Spielberg, which was also based on a novel of the fears of being attacked by a great white shark. Of course, the music was brilliantly scored and won many awards, leaving moviegoers with a haunting melody that has been referenced in many comedy sketches involving predators of the human and the non-human variety. I can still hear that tune in the back of my mind whenever someone is trying to sell me something I don't want, and the little hairs on the back of my neck stand straight up. You can tell when the hunt is on. One of my friends told me a story of the time she went to a furniture store as she was in the market for a new sofa. Granted, this story took place about a decade ago, and we have learned oh so many things about sales techniques since then. She walked into the store, stopped for a second, realized the living room section was at the back of the store, and started making her way towards it. From the moment she walked in, a lady with a fierce bun twisted tightly on top of her head rose from her seat at the counter in a buttoned-up, very drab brown suit, straightened her name tag, and walked to the front of the counter. This sales lady had a severe demeanor and looked more like a military commander than a woman selling home furnishings. Her and the sales lady locked eyes before she even ever left the welcome carpet, and the hunt was on. Imagine the chilling sounds of the jaw music picking up tempo as they walked towards each other. It was the first thing that came to my mind when I heard this story. So imagine the music as the sales lady starts to move in. Choosing to move about the store in circles, coming closer and closer as each round she made. The sales lady fluffed some pillows, straightened a few vases, and smoothed her suit about 20 more times. But her eyes never wavered. She was locked in on the prize. Today was the day she was going to get her commission. Eventually, her circling brought her into earshot of my friend, and the sales lady finally spoke. They had a brief conversation where the sales lady learned that she was still in the looking stage and may not be quite ready to buy just yet. The sales lady backed off for a minute or two, then returned and inquired again. No bite. After the third and fourth try, my friend became exasperated with the sales lady constantly intruding that she left the store purchasing nothing. The words she used to describe the salesperson were intrusive, pushy, and unfriendly. Intrusive, traditional marketing went out the window a long time ago, and for good reason. People do not want to be sold to. They want to establish a real connection and a relationship with you. That's the secret sauce to getting your audience or your customers to trust you. And if they trust you, they will buy from you. Consumers find it off-putting when brands post pushy promotions in order to keep them purchasing things that may not be relevant to them. Over the years, we have moved largely to an e-commerce market, and most of us are using social platforms to market our businesses and services. The reason I shared the story of the furniture sales lady is because this type of approach, even online, is rarely well received. When people choose to do business with you, it's not as simple as making a decision to purchase the first thing they see. We, as business owners, need to give them what I like to call the feels in order to make that connection. Customers must be earned. Your market research must be closely examined in order to learn how to attract new customers in a way that results in brand loyalty. Learning to market effectively and genuinely in a virtual world is truly a great way to educate others on exactly what your business offers without your audience feeling that you're too in their face. I think it's important to remember that you never want your marketing to be so focused on sales that you forget there's a human sitting behind that screen. And it's probably a good time to give it some thought on how you'd like to make a true connection on a more human level. So let's talk for a minute about the power of social media. We all remember when we were first introduced to Facebook. I still remember filling out that profile with some skepticism and with absolutely no idea of how it would grow at the fierce rate that it has. Now it's become part of mainstream media around the globe. As quickly as social media has insulated itself into our politics, workplaces, home life, and literally every other nook and cranny, it continues to evolve at lightning speed, making it tricky for people to predict which way it will morph next. Social media has become a fundamental way to get information about the world out into the world. You can dispute it, but if you want your business to be successful in 2020 and beyond, you've got to get yourself online. So back to marketing in the land of social. Your content is published and you're registered for all the social media accounts that suit your needs. And now it's time to promote your brand. This may seem like a no-brainer, but consistency and brand story are key so that your audience can find and connect with you easily. One genuinely great thing about the land of social is that you can get the word out without a massive overhead marketing budget. Bearing in mind to keep gimmicky, salesy type of content far, far, far away. And with that being said, I want to dive into a couple of points that have had a positive result for ourselves as well as our clients. Number one, warming up your leads with a strong message. It's more cost efficient to retarget existing leads when you sell something on social than it is to target cold leads. The quality of your messaging matters so much for an effective selling presence. So don't shortcut yourself, your business, or whatever it is that you're selling. Don't shortcut your brand and promote everything with consistency and pure greatness. The takeaway here is that your business products and your message should be equally strong. And if untangling isn't your strong suit or you just don't have time, consider hooking up with an expert content creator who understands how to take your message and deliver it concisely and with pizzazz. Remember, people, less is more. And marketing this way takes talent to get it right. Also, make sure you hire a creative individual that shares a passion for your brand and your business just as much as you do, as the care and attention you put into the world will make a huge difference between getting people to click through to where you want them to go or clicking away to a competitor. Number two, using truthful, inspiring stories in your marketing. Telling true behind-the-scenes stories is something a lot of your followers can resonate with. That's the beauty of selling something great to the right target audience. Keep it simple, truthful, and inspiring. Talk about why you're sharing the service, product, blog, or podcast, and be clear on what problem you're trying to solve. Something else to consider is not solely using stock images. In order for your audience to feel a true connection with you, they need to see your face from time to time. Number three, optimizing your message for each network. We are all aware that each social network handles images, text, and videos differently. Therefore, you must be knowledgeable on the strengths of each social platform that you choose to bring into your world. For instance, Twitter limits us to a whopping 280 characters per post. Annoying, right? However, what Twitter lacks in word count, it makes up for in visuals. And we know that a picture is worth 1,000 words, so go ahead and get creative with your brand's face. Just remember to keep the high quality as you'll gain 150 more retweets for tweets with imagery. Likewise with Facebook, posts with pictures get upwards of 53% more likes than the average post, and LinkedIn posts with images acquire a high-achieving 98% more comments. People respond well to visual stimulation, and as a general rule, you should do your best to produce every piece of shareable content alongside a suitable visual. Number four, make your social content informative. Over the handful of years, my business, like many others, have been navigating how to be successful with our social strategy. One of the things we've learned along the way is that your business is much more likely to be sustainable if it provides a solution or some type of usefulness for your audience and clients. I'm pretty sure we've all seen those emotive gimmicks on the dreaded pop-ups or on Facebook or even Google Ads. These may seem like a good solution to generate buzz and increase web traffic, but in reality, these type of ads may only be generating short-term curiosity that may not have the long-term results that you're hoping for. In other words, once you've jumped out of a spaceship and descended into the Earth's atmosphere with a parachute, all else tends to be downhill. It's kind of a humorous analogy, but it's also true. People want solutions. They want relief from pain and from small inconveniences. We all want answers to complex questions and information that helps us clear obstacles and helps us reach our goals simply. So in your social posts, length does not equal effectiveness. Honestly, it's the opposite. The tighter and clearer you can be, the better. Most of us just don't have the time for the extra preamble or content that doesn't relate to our crazy, overly busy lives. And writing takes practice. I've been writing content for over a decade, and if you ask either myself or one of my glorious creative writers, we can confirm that it's actually much easier to write a 300-word essay than to write something that is powerful enough, dynamic enough, and short enough to grab an audience within about 2 to 3 seconds. And just when you think you've got it, something shifts and makes your trusted and true content completely irrelevant. Since we are all working virtually these days, there's no shortage of work for bright unicorn-like content creators. Becoming an expert in this field won't just help you market your company more effectively, but you'll more than likely come to be known as an industry leader that is able to provide legitimate, quality solutions. Number 5, creating captivating headlines. Earlier, I provided a word of caution to over-emoting on your business's social posts, and with good reason. Captivate your audience with a great headline, and make sure everything you post is accurate and verifiable. I've definitely clicked on a few headlines that were nothing more than clickbait disguised as attention-grabbing headlines. Ugh. And I personally find this to be annoying and an incredible waste of time. The last thing you need is for your audience to feel that you're not being consistent with your offerings once they get to your website. Did you know that almost 80% of your audience doesn't go past your headline? So you really want to make this count. Something else to keep in mind as you're writing are these two things. Negative headlines tend to do better than positive headlines. For example, maybe your headline speaks to a problem you want to solve. This will more likely garner more attention than fluff and worn-out sales gimmicks. Headlines with numbers also tend to perform better than those without. Why? Because more businesses want a measurable ROI. So if your headline reads, "Cut your operating expenses by 15%, your audience will see an immediate potential cost savings opportunity that someone has clearly taken the time to measure. Again, there aren't a lot of shortcuts in this approach, and it takes much quality time and effort to be able to offer real goal-driven results. But your own ROI on this effort is going to make it all worthwhile in the end. Creating customer loyalty takes time, but this is one way to claim it quicker. Number 6, believing in your brand. This has literally been stressed in over 100 of my 300 blog posts, and it's truly that important. You must be passionate about your business, as in, you need to be about 110 million percent confident in whatever you're trying to promote or share with the world. If you remember the sales lady's story we shared at the beginning of this episode, it's very likely that she didn't seem happy because truthfully, she wasn't. Selling furniture probably isn't her jam, and you're going to be hard-pressed to scale if you really don't love what you're doing. So having lukewarm feelings will absolutely show, and you won't come across as very genuine. For example, I am very passionate about design and organization. So by offering these types of services as a way to help other businesses bring their goals to life, I not only get the opportunity to make their dreams come true, but also live mine while doing all the things. And last but not least, number 7, learning your demographic. The more you understand your target market, the less you will resort to using dusty, old, salesy content that's just not going to help you anyways. Connecting and engaging with your audience is crucial in today's virtual world, especially if you want to turn a profit, but you gotta know your people. You should be able to pinpoint their needs, wants, dreams, and desires. This is the bread and butter of a successful social media marketing plan. So how can you better understand your demographic? Survey your audience to better grasp their pain points. Take part in conversations in online groups filled with your dream leads. Respond to comments on your blog, social media posts, as well as on other people's blogs and posts with the same audience. Collect all the feedback. Once you're able to get a real feel for your target audience, you'll be better equipped to help. People want to deal with a business that genuinely cares and understands, not a faceless brand just out to empty their wallet. Engaging is just so huge, and it probably seems like we've beat this point to death by now, but everything keeps pointing back to this principle. One last point before we wrap up, and it's so simple. Not to mention, people love to engage with this. We all love free stuff. Like, who doesn't? So consider hosting a contest or offering free one-on-one calls. People love to be actively engaged in a way that appeals to their sense of excitement, and this gives them a chance to do just that. Plus, you'll likely see a boost in followers, an increase in your online visibility, and pump up your engagement big time. Part of the key to executing this successfully is to offer something of tremendous value, and I'm talking something like something that'll completely be irresistible to your audience. A couple of things to keep in mind. Figure out your goals. Do you want more Instagram followers, Twitter followers, Facebook page likes, LinkedIn connections? And if so, out of all those, how many? Decide what social channels you will host the said freebie on. Come up with a timeline for start and finish and prize presentation. Then lastly, create the content and promote the heck out of it. It's time to get your people invested and aim to have your audience do some of the heavy lifting. Set things up so they can get extra entries for sharing or by completing tasks like pin on Pinterest or share on Facebook or follow on Instagram. It's literally genius. Your contest will basically run itself.
And that's a wrap. Virtually Untangled is a full-service business, which means they've got you covered on design and content right through to digital and organization. You'll form a long-lasting relationship with them, as collaboration is central to everything they do. Now it's time to seize the moment and become inbox friends. It's easy to do. Just hop on over to virtuallyuntangled.com or their Facebook page to opt in and receive instant access to the most inspirational ride of your life. So what are you waiting for? Become inbox friends with VU. Until the next episode, keep untangling.